Who knows what this week's message is?
In the studio.
Yeah. You know, there you go. There's a little thing there. A few months ago, I had this idea. I'm a very visually oriented person. And so when I start to get a message ready, I'll go and I'll just start looking at pictures and how can I use these pictures to, think of, things that I can use them for and fit them into verses and stuff like that, because I'm very visually oriented. And so I'm getting ready for another message, and I see these these knobs and these faders, and I'm like, man, there's got to be a verse that I can use to, or a message that I can turn around and use in this in the studio idea. So I started searching the Bible, and I came across some verses. And tonight we're going to go with the concept that God is the artist, and we are his canvas in this studio thing. And so I looked up studio in the dictionary, because, that's always a good thing to do. And it's the definition of a studio is a room where an artist, photographer, sculptor, etc. works. Because I always thought of a studio as a band that they just got out of the studio, playing music. And so I always think of a studio having to do with music, right? But this definition says, hey, wait, it also has to do with musicians, artists, poets, things like that, of that nature. And so, tonight we're going to be looking at a studio kind of from an artist's perspective. Here we have some paintbrushes, a little canvas there, which is very cool. Now, one of my favorite artists, he's going to join us here tonight. He's going to paint a picture for us, and I'm really excited about that. And his name is Mr. Bob Ross. God rest his soul. He's no longer with us, but I was able to dig up a video of him. And so tonight he's going to paint a picture for us while I speak, and we'll periodically be checking in with him. And so if we could get Bob via satellite cam into heaven or whatever we have going here, he's going to tell us a little bit about what he's going to be painting tonight. So let's just tune in.
So I tell you what, let's start out today and run all the colors across the screen that you need to paint along with me. While they're doing that, let me show you what I've done up here, because we have something a little bit different today. Let me explain what's happening here. Standard old 18 by 24 inch canvas, but you can see the size that you want. And I'm taking black gesso, and I had an idea in my mind today, and I thought I'd do a little waterfall. So I just painted this with black gesso, and I didn't put in a basic indication of what my little waterfall will be, and let that dry. Then I've taken a little bit of liquid clear and covered the entire canvas. The liquid clear is there only to make the next layer go easier. Now while the liquid clear is still wet, I've covered the entire canvas with a thin, very thin coat of alizarin crimson and phthalo blue to make a lavender, sort of to the bluish side. And with that, we're going to do a fantastic little waterfall. So I hope you enjoy this one. Let's try to paint. We'll use this little tiny 2-inch brush here. We'll go right into some titanium white. I like these kind of paintings because they work so nice. This black gesso is the most fantastic thing I've ever seen. Look at the white.
All right, thank you, Bob. We'll be checking in with you in a little bit. He's just going to paint up there behind me while I get into this. So, as an artist, and I'll just be sharing with you some of these verses about that I kind of had this idea of in the studio, and as I came across these verses, they kind of fit into this message thing. And so, as a person, let me just read this verse for you real quick. It's Romans 9:20 and verse 21. It says, "But who are you, O man, to talk back to God? Shall what is formed say to him who formed it, why did you make me like this? Does not the potter have the right to make out of the same lump of clay some pottery for noble purposes and some for common use?" This is kind of talking about questioning the artist. And tonight, the artist is going to be God. I know Bob Ross is up there, and he's kind of painting with some titanium white on some black gesso. But tonight, when I refer to the artist, I'm not referring to Bob Ross. I'm referring to the Lord, God. And, sometimes we question God. This verse talks about questioning God. It says, why did you make me like this? It says, does the pot talk back to God and say, you know, I'd rather not be used for beans. I'd rather be used as a flour base. You know, that doesn't happen. But a lot of times, we question the way that God made us. Anybody here ever question God about the way he made you? Anybody? Can I get a show of hands? Yes, you're very, very interactive crowd tonight. I like that. So, sometimes I have questioned God. And one of the things I've questioned God about, I've been like, God, why do I have such a big nose? You know, I have a kind of a pointy nose. I'll show it to you guys. You see that? Yeah. It kind of sticks out. It's something I'm kind of self-conscious about, just being open, transparent. Another thing that I kind of questioned God about, my God, why do I have a lisp? I don't know. I don't know. So sometimes we can question God. Has anybody ever like looked in the mirror and been like, good God, why did you do this to me? You know, could you not have like given me like Angelina Jolie lips or like Brad Pitt chin? Anybody ever think that? No? Just me? Am I the only one? Because if I am, I'll just dismiss and then bring a bandit back up here and we'll do the concert right now. Because if nobody else is questioned, then you guys are just like so totally on track. But a lot of times we do that. We say, God, why am I this way? Why don't you make me this way? Why am I short? Why am I tall? Why am I skinny? Why am I not skinny? You know, all these things that we question God about. And here it's saying not to do that. That God is our artist. And we need to be like a willing vessel, a willing canvas. What's Bob doing up there? Waterfall? He's kind of moving kind of slow. I wonder if he can pick up the pace. Yeah. What's he saying? Can we hear what he's saying?
You got trunks and sticks. You have trouble making this flow. Add a little bit more paint there.
Let's go. Thanks, Bob. Okay. Bob's just going to continue painting there. It's mine. You want to hear it? Turn it on. Let's hear some more.
That's where you want it. Flow just as easy, almost like you're using a pen to write. To take a flow like it, chances are you don't have quite enough thinner on the verse. We'll take a little more than the titanium white, a little more than the lavender color. Now we're going to come back in here, and that's when you're taking out little individual clumps.
Yeah, that's cool. Okay. Bob, you're doing a great job. We'll be checking in on you a little bit later. So that's something we do. God, why did you make me this way? Anybody ever? We've done that. Everybody in here. I don't think anybody in here can say, man, I just love myself. I'm just fantastic. I'm just the epitome of what a human being should be. I'm pretty sure Adam looked like me, or if you're a girl, Eve. I'm sure she looked just like me because I am perfect. I don't think anybody in here has ever said that. Has anybody ever thought that? Quick scan. No hands. Okay, so we're kind of all on the same page. This is good. Yeah, this is good. This is good stuff. Okay, the second thing we do that I do sometimes is we refuse the artist. The artist being God, not Mr. Bob Ross. Isaiah 45 tells us, woe to him. And woe to him for those of us who didn't grow up in the 16th century or whenever they translated this. Woe to him just kind of says like, watch out, look out, beware, caution. Caution is a good one. Caution. Woe to him who quarrels with his maker. Does the clay say to the potter, what are you making? No. I don't know. That does not happen. The clay does not talk back to the potter. Isaiah 29:16 tells us, you have turned things upside down, as if the potter were thought to be like the clay. Shall what is formed say to him who formed it, he did not make me? Can the pot say to the potter, he knows nothing? So sometimes we look at God and we say, you know what? I think I kind of know better. And I think I kind of know what I would like to turn myself into. So, you know what? I'm not going to yield to your spirit. This is refusing the artist. This is when we don't surrender parts of our lives, you know, to God, when we hold parts back, when he shows us an area of our life where we need to change, or we need to work some things out, or we need to maybe break off that relationship, and we refuse to. This is refusing the artist. This is what Isaiah 29 and Isaiah 45 is talking about. And before I go to the third point, let's tune back into Mr. Ross.
He's right here. At the Lord. So he come along like this, and then shoot, and fall. He's dead, fall. Just let it go. There. And I'll touch one blue tag. I don't know. What does that mean? What's the blue tag? Oh, that's nice.
And that brings us to our third point. And what we have done is we have insulted the artist on his work. Psalm 139, verse 13 through 16 tells us, For you created my inmost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was made in the secret place, when I was woven together in the depths of the earth. Your eyes saw my unformed body. All the days ordained for me were written in your book before one of them came to be. So God has kind of painted this portrait of our lives before we even took our first breath, it tells us. Before we even had our first day. It says all of our days were ordained. And sometimes, if we say, you know what, we question the artist, we say, God, you know, you kind of messed up when you gave me these big ears or earlobes or you know, my small stubby fingers. God, why couldn't I just have long, slender, beautiful fingers? You know, we're kind of insulting God, you know. We're kind of saying, you know, I know better than you. That's not the smart thing to do. If we refuse the artist and he shows us areas of our lives that need change, we're insulting God. We're insulting the artist on his work. It's like walking up to Bob Ross. Here, can you hear what he's saying?
I really like just.
You know what? That looks horrible, Bob Ross. What are you doing? No, stop. You know, that's kind of like, you know, we wouldn't do that. Who would do that to Mr. Sarah? Sarah would do that? Okay, anybody else? Yeah, I don't think so. Okay, so this is not something that people do, you know? It's not good taste. So if we were to do that to Bob Ross, who's just a painter with an afro, why? Painter with an afro. I bite my word twice. Painter with an afro? So if we do that to Bob, if we could treat Bob Ross with so much respect, not to walk up to him and insult him while he's painting a picture, and hey, maybe you ought to put that tree over there or some, you know, happy clouds on the other side. Why is it that we think we can do that to God, the creator of the universe? You know, we can question God and we can refuse his working in our life, you know, but we wouldn't do that to Bob. I wouldn't. Sarah would. But she's the only one in here, so, you know, maybe, you know, think about, you know, God what's he doing? This is one part that I really want you guys to hear. This is it. Yeah, let's just do it all.
God help push that waterfall back. It's just brown, both browns. is. Even if you can't see it, it's there. It's there. And then the least little touch of titanium white makes it those same brown colors, same old brown colors, blue bandage on the dark skin, makes it to just a marble of appearance. And the marble makes it. And it's starting to appear. And we can create the illusion of a little, here's a little clip right here. A place where the body rabbit can run back and drink out.
Yeah, that's great. It's talking about bunny rabbits. You know, but Bob, you know, he started off with just this blank black blob. And, you know, if I saw Bob painting, I'd be like, man, you're doing a great job. Look at this awesome canvas, you know, this awesome painting that you're doing. You know, even though I can't really see where he's going, I have faith that he's not going to mess this up. You know, I have faith that he's not just going to put a happy tree, you know, right in the middle and it's just going to, like, mess it up. And so we need to have that same kind of faith in God. When he directs us and we feel the Holy Spirit moving in our lives, we need to, you know, not refuse God's work in our life, but we need to, you know, be moldable, just like a piece of clay. The psalmist here, David, says, I praise you because I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. That's what we need to do. You know, like we would look at this painting and say, Bob, you're doing a fantastic job. Look at those ferns. That's great, man. You're just rocking it out. We need to do the same thing with God. When we maybe see areas of our lives that, you know, God, why did I have to have this list? Lord, thank you that I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. You know, thank you, God, that you saw me in my mother's womb and you formed me, you know, before I even had one day, my whole life was ordained, and you just, God, I'm just going to have faith in you that you're going to get me through anything, any troubles that I'm going through. One last verse, Ephesians 2:10. It says, for we are God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do. And one of the elders here, one of the pastors here at the church, Terry Cisneros, showed me this verse today. And he said that this word workmanship can also be, if you trace it back to its root word, which I'm not sure what it is, but it's the same word that we get the word poetry from. And so you could read it as, for we are God's poetry. We are God's, not just his workmanship, but we are his art. We are his paintings. We are his beautiful canvas. And we're going to, and that he created us in Christ to do good works. That's why God's created you. That's why he's painting out this portrait. Not just so you can be hung on a wall and people can look at you, but that you can do great things for him and work together with him. And that he's got all these great works for us already planned out. And so as we looked at these verses of things in the studio kind of deal, I think that there are some of us here who probably have questioned the artist, maybe even today, maybe even last week. And some of us are, we continue to refuse what God's work he's trying to do in our lives. And we don't want to insult God. You know, I don't. And so this is something that I'm really challenged on, is to kind of let some of these areas go and really let God do that work in my life. And that's what I would encourage you guys to do too. He's doing a great job. Is to just let God have his way in your life. You know, be that kind of willing canvas that the Lord can just throw his brush on you and turn you into a great masterpiece with little bunnies and happy trees. Amen? Amen. Dear Lord Jesus, Lord, I thank you for tonight. I thank you for this great group of young people who are here. Lord, I pray, God, that we wouldn't question you the things that you do in our lives and you're working in our lives. And God, I pray that we certainly, Lord, wouldn't refuse your work, Lord, that you're trying to do in our hearts and our lives, Lord, but that we would be willing vessels, Lord. We would be a blank canvas, Lord, who doesn't talk back, who doesn't argue. And Lord, I pray that you would just bless each one of these young people, Lord, as they leave here tonight, and bless Abandon as they come and play some more music for us. In Jesus' name, amen. So Abandon's going to be back up here in about 7 minutes. So until then, you are free to mingle, tingle, jingle. I don't know. I'm just trying to rhyme. Trying to be cool. doesn't work most of the time. Anyway, he'll be back up here in about 7 minutes, so you are halfway dismissed.